Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. Severe weather struck Plymouth County yesterday. The National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for southwest Plymouth and adjacent counties around 1:30 p.m. The storm moved north-northeast into western Plymouth County. At 1:59 p.m., a tornado was sighted near Brunsville and at 2:11, 2 miles north of Struble. Another tornado was sighted at Sioux Center in Sioux County around 2:29 p.m. Storms also struck Plymouth County overnight into the early morning hours Tuesday. Between 7 and 7:15 a.m., there were 2.66 inches of rain reported at Remsen and 2.35 inches of rain at Lamar's. By the afternoon, Merrill received some 2.25 inches of rain. The morning storm caused a lightning strike at the KLEM transmitter site. Our broadcast signal was on and off during the day as engineers worked to repair the damage. The Lamar City Council yesterday passed a motion to authorize the sale of Park Place Estates, an assisted living facility operated for 25 years by Floyd Valley Healthcare. The motion will set a public hearing to finalize the sale on May the 7th. Floyd Valley Healthcare requested the sale earlier this month. They are partnering with Acura Healthcare, a firm which operates assisted living facilities in 4 states, including 21 in Iowa. The council voted unanimously for the authorization to sell Park Place Estates. A public hearing will take place May 7th to finalize that sale. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved a contract for a bridge replacement project near Remsen. Dixon Construction of Correctionville had the lowest of 3 bids at $617,000. They were awarded the contract for construction. The engineer's estimate was $803,000. The construction site is Shamrock Avenue, north of C-16. The old bridge there will be removed and will be replaced with a 120 by 30-foot concrete slab bridge. The contractor must start the project by mid-July and be finished by mid-October. This is one of 4 local bridge projects to take place in Plymouth County this construction season. An assessment of school buildings in the Lamar's Community School District has led the school board to concentrate on improvements to the district's 3 elementary schools. Superintendent Dr. Stephen Webner says 2 of the 3 buildings, Clark and Franklin, need extensive upgrades.
The school board at one of the board meetings identified the elementaries as an extremely high priority of potentially closing Clark and Franklin because of such the high price tag of revamping these buildings and getting them up to code and where they need to be educationally.
The board also considered options for those buildings.
So the board said one of the areas they may want to look at would be closing Clark and Franklin Elementary and potentially building a new elementary that meets our educational and infrastructure needs, and then also keeping Cluckhone at that time and revamping Cluckhone. So we would have like a 2-building system potentially where Cluckhone would house some of the elementary kids and a new building would house the rest of the elementary kids. That's one option.
A community input team is sifting through the building assessments and what to do about them. They'll make recommendations to the board to help them make a final decision on building improvements. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in their investigation of a motor vehicle accident that occurred late Monday night on K-18, 5 miles west of Rock Valley. 16-year-old Wyatt Timmer of Alcester, South Dakota, said he was driving north on K-18 when an unknown pickup traveling southbound on K-18 entered his lane and caused him to swerve. Timmer lost control of his vehicle, entered a ditch, and came to rest in a farm field. The other vehicle did not stop at the scene and continued driving southbound. Timmer was transported by Rock Valley Ambulance to Hague Health Center for treatment of minor injury. The unknown vehicle is described as a white GM pickup with brighter headlights. Anyone with information of the unknown vehicle is asked to contact the Sioux County Sheriff's Office. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is calling on the Biden administration to stand with Israel after the weekend attack that saw Iran launch some 300 missiles and drones into Israeli territory. Grassley says America needs to stick by its commitment to help Israel maintain its peace and security based on the longstanding Camp David Accord signed in 1978. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.